Everyone, welcome back to the channel. This is Refuge Podcast. I'm your host, John Lanier, and I wanted to give you just a quick update. I've been going through some health issues, and I really firmly believe for myself that when we're going through trials, it's important to share with others for purposes of just encouraging others and also to share the load. The Bible says that we bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. And so I just wanted to drop this episode just to give you a brief update what's going on. Just a few weeks ago, my wife had noticed there's a mole that was on my right leg that I've had for a really long time, so I never think anything of it. She said, you need to probably get that checked. And she showed it to a picture of it to my daughter. And so then I called the skin clinic. I think she also showed it to Casey as well, the picture. And of course, you know, that alarmed them. And so I called the skin care clinic here in Springfield. And they did cut it off, did a biopsy. We got the results. Results was invasive melanoma. We think we've caught it early enough, but they are going to, during my surgery, to cut out another piece around it. They're going to go up and check the lymph node around the groin area just to make sure that it didn't spread. And then they're going to take a skin graft from my thigh and try to help cover that area of skin that is infected. So that's what's been going on with me. Brandy's been sick and going through all those trials, and it just seems like one thing after another. But, I've been living in 2 Corinthians, and I wanted to read you a verse, but almost a whole book of 2 Corinthians is full of Paul sharing about from the very opening of it, from talking about comfort in the midst of trials, all the way through about, you know, that we have something waiting for us that far exceeds the trials that we're going through. And then he talks about his own experience, where he talks about how he was given a messenger of Satan to buffet him. It says in 2 Corinthians 12, let's see, let's start in verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And that's the verse that really spoke to me, that no matter what we go through in life and what we face, there is a grace that is greater than the sin and the trials and everything that we go through that affects us. In fact, God works through the weakness to give us a supernatural power that comes from him. And I take great joy in that. And I find solace in that, that the Lord is working through this situation and he's going to glorify himself. And there's many people praying and are going to see the goodness of what's going to come out of the things that we go through, even a cancer, melanoma diagnosis. And that's scary, and it's really kind of taken Brandy and I back, like, whoa. Like, what would happen if this was worse than it was? And it really has opened our eyes to the urgency of the hour and every single day that we need to live in the awareness of eternity, and that we all will stand before the judgment seat of God and all give an account for our life. It's really brought awareness of that. But I'm finding a lot of strength, supernatural peace and joy in being weak so that God's power will rest on me. But Paul goes on to say, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities. This is countercultural. That's not something that somebody in especially American culture, would say, boasting in infirmities. I'm going to say, hey, in my weaknesses, God's going to show himself strong, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And this is Paul explaining that the place of weakness is the stage in which God displays his power greatly through our lives. And I've just been experiencing that. I wanted to share that with you. Please continue to pray for myself, my family, just everybody that's involved, that God would use this weakness, this melanoma, for the glory of his name, and that I would learn to suffer well, and that we would learn to suffer well in this world. I'm a firm believer in God healing, and I ask, Lord, please heal this. I lay hands on my own leg and pray, God, heal this. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. God, you and your sovereign plan, show yourself strong in this place. Whether it's in healing or suffering, I believe I'm going to trust you in the midst of all of it.